Hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani with Jerry Usher, and you today, I'm sure you're going to call in because this is a very, very important topic we're going to discuss. And Jerry is with us, and we hope and pray that you, our Take Two family, you will weigh in on this. We're going to be asking the question, what lie has the devil tried to tell you? Like, you're unworthy, you're not good enough, you better stay in your past, nobody will ever believe you, nobody will ever trust you, nobody will ever want to love you or care for you. All these lies that the demons try to infuse in our lives. And what it does to us, how it brings us to a bit of a depression or even to despair. And that's what they want us to go to, is despair. So we're going to ask you today, what lie has the devil tried to tell you? And if you could call in and share how you got past that, you realized it was a lie. That is not the truth. You realized who you are and whose you are. Okay, sons and daughters of the Most High God. So it's so important that we discuss this, because and let me tell you something, folks, the demons are probably not happy that we are having this conversation. So that means we need to do it even more. So we're going to ask you to fill up those phone lines, and let's make sure we have this amazing conversation where we can learn and grow together, and we can live in truth, right? We can live in truth. That is so important. So please dial in. We have, I believe Jack Williams is on the phones today. Oh, that is a special treat. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And we have Jack on the phones. He'll love to answer your call. He'll chat with you for a few minutes. You'll get to listen live, and then you'll slip right into the discussion. Jerry and I really, we wanted this to be a very impactful episode so that we can help others be free from the lies today, okay? We want you to be confident in your spiritual life. We want you to feel good about the things that you are doing to improve and increase and advance and mature in the spiritual life. That's important, guys. And it's important that we take part in this conversation. So if you have something to say, and you don't have to be Catholic to call in, please dial in right now. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Vanessa is on social media monitoring the chats. Hi, guys. Got the chats going. Thank you so much. Tom Price is our producer today, doing a fine job. Hopefully you can hear us in a crystal clear manner. But what we really need is you. So dial in and tell us what lie the demons have tried to impress upon you and get you to believe. And it's a lie. It's an absolute lie. So you need to know that. So what did you do about it? That's what we want to know. Tell us the story. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And we're just getting connected with Jerry Usher. I just wanted to make sure. Jerry, feel free to jump in on the discussion anytime you are connected with us. I know he's listening to us, so we're just making sure. And you know, sometimes this happens, you know, when we're doing shows like this where we know the demons are not happy about it. Well, we may have a little audio glitch or something like that. What do we do? Well, we focus. We focus and we push right through it. And we just get right through it. Why? Because people need to hear this today. This is a very important episode of Take Two, you guys. Please stop what you're doing. And I think I hear Mr. Usher right now. Hello, Jerry. Are you with us? Okay, I thought I heard him. Okay, it was close. We'll try again in a moment. We're getting the calls coming in. Jack is busy answering your calls. What lie has the devil told you or tried to tell you, and you almost believed it, or maybe you did believe it. Maybe you believed the lie. Maybe you've been living in that for so long and you're like, wait a minute, this isn't me. I'm not going to accept this. I want to reject this. There's no way I want to deal with this because it's in the past. I confessed it. There's nothing I can do about it now. I don't want to live like this. This is such a heavy weight on me. Have you ever had that happen to you and you realized it was from the demons? Please call in. You don't have to give your, you know, if you don't want to give your first name, give a confirmation name, your middle name, a name that you wished your parents had given you. Anything you, because what you have to share is going to help another soul today. So don't sit this out. Don't think somebody else is going to call for you. And let me just be fully transparent. I have believed many lies that the devil tried to tell me. You know why? Because I tend to be a person that absorbs things. And so when I would hear it or when I would think about it, I would start to accept it, adopt it. And it was all false. It was not how our Lord wants us to live. What did Jesus say? I came for you to have life and to have it to the full. He wants you to experience life. He doesn't want you to be held in your past. He doesn't want you to have that kind of situation where you feel like you're paralyzed because of things that are going around in your head that are all lies. Come on, you guys, let's break free. Let's make this the episode where we start today and we walk with our heads held high and we're looking up. We're not looking down into this world. Let's hear what Karen has to say. Karen called in first from Hadley, Massachusetts on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Karen. Welcome to Take Two. Hello, Karen. Are you with us?
Hi. Yes. Thank you very much for taking my call. I heard this and I just had to call right away because I have been grieving for a long time over my past sins, not having children. In my late 50s, I've been to confession and I've tried to, you know, repent my life and have a good life. And I just have recently been despairing over it to the point where one day I just heard in my mind, you should just kill yourself. There's no reason left for you. Nothing left for you to live. You didn't have children. What's left for you? And to just end it. And it was recent. It was in the last week or two.
Okay, Karen, hold on. You hear that music. Please don't go anywhere. Please, we need to hear the rest of this story. Thank you.
Okay.
We're going to put you on hold. You hear the music. We're going to take a quick little break. And when we come back, we want to pick up where you left off, Karen. This is too important. A lot of souls can be helped today. Please stay with us. See how quick that break was. We are back, and I am going to pick up where we left off with Karen from Massachusetts. Karen, don't go anywhere. I just wanted to set the topic for today because we do have some calls coming in quite rapidly, and Jack Williams is answering the calls. What lie has the devil told you or tried to tell you? Okay, we'd like to hear from you. If you have believed some of these lies and have fallen into despair on some level, this is the show you want to call into. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And we're getting a lot of messages coming in saying that they are really very grateful that we are doing this topic today. So let's go deep, you guys. Karen, rewind a little bit and pick up where you left off, because what you have to say, I know, Karen, is going to help thousands of souls today.
Okay, well, I heard your topic, and I had to call in because I have been, you know, in the past year, a couple years even, longer than that, in despair over the choices that I've made, mistakes that I've made in the past, not having children, just feeling kind of worthless. Even though I've been to confession, I just have had this sort of despair, this depression sort of coming over me. And last week, I think I was just driving around and I was thinking about my life and I just heard clearly, why don't you just kill yourself? And then why don't you just end it? You know, what's the point? You don't have anything left to offer. And that thought just was in my mind, just so prevalent. It was so frightening that I just thought to myself, oh my gosh, this is crazy. And, you know, I thought, well, God wouldn't have me here still if there wasn't something I could do to offer him in my life. And that sort of pushed the thought away. Mm-hmm. But that was really kind of a frightening moment for me. And And I didn't say anything to my husband until just yesterday. And I told him, and he just was shocked that I would think like that. But it's not really the way that I think. It just came into my mind. And because I had been thinking to myself, what's left for me? I didn't do what God asked me to do. I didn't have children. I've just made all these mistakes. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. And that's really the first time that that's ever really come across to me that clearly. So when I heard the topic, I just had to share it.
Oh, and I'm glad you did. I'm glad you felt comfortable enough to do that. But Karen, let me just share something with you. You're not alone. Okay. When we look into our past, when we think about the things and the places that we fell short with God, or we maybe we're looking at our life and time is ticking away, right? And we're getting older and we're thinking, I should have done that. I should have done this. Or maybe I could have been better in this area. Karen, you're not alone. It's happened to me many times. Now, here's the key, though, Karen, is how quickly we reject that. And then we affirm who we are and whose we are. Who we are and whose we are. We have to quickly reject that because the demons want us to fall into despair. They hate us. They want us to be as miserable as they are. And so they will do everything in their power to continue to reinforce those that negative thinking. But as we have to very quickly reject it and remind ourselves that the good Lord wants us, Jesus wants us to have life and to have it to the full. Each one of us has a guardian angel beside us, right? Was handpicked by God himself. We are very special to God. And Karen, if there was only one Karen in the whole entire universe, God would have suffered and died again. Jesus would have suffered and died again for you, Karen.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That does give me, you know, a lot of comfort because it's been a long road of just looking back and saying, I didn't do these things. I didn't do it right.
Right.
So thank you.
Well, and here's the thing, the every breath we take on this earth, we have an opportunity to do something, whether small or big, for God. And what we forget sometimes, Karen, is that praying a rosary, praying a few prayers, reading from the living word of God, that is doing something for God. So it's not about keeping, like, I'm not saying you do this, but sometimes I think we look too much side to side to see what everybody else is doing. Oh, they, you know, they did this and they accomplished this and they are doing this ministry work and they're really showing how they can serve the poor and go feed at the soup kitchen, but I'm not doing that. So I must not be as good. And God, that's not true. That's not how God works. So,
well, that sums it up. Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. I look at the pews in church and I think I could have had children beside me. I look and say, oh, I'm old enough to be a grandmother. I'll never be a grandmother. Those kind of thoughts just kept on just piercing in my mind. And but I did feel like I did reject that because I do go to church as much as I can every day. I do pray the rosary. I felt like I just could push it away to some extent and say, I'm not going to kill myself. But that was there. And when I heard that, I said, that's from the devil.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. And Karen, I have a little challenge for you if you're open to it real quickly before I let you go. Are you open to? Okay.
Sure.
There is a great need in this world for people to step in as mother figures and father figures. Have you ever thought about asking God to present situations for you where you can be a motherly type, a spiritual mother, a mentor for others? Have you ever thought of that? Because I think about it all the time.
Well, yes, I do. Well, I am a teacher. I've been a teacher for 20, 24 years, and I've tried to just sort of throw myself into that. But those, you know, they're not my children, but I try, you know, to do what I can to be a role model. And, you know, I don't teach in the public schools anymore because I couldn't teach my faith. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I did move on to that, a place that I could speak more freely. Right. And I have thought of like Big Brothers and Sisters and things like that, that I might try to do to you know, enhance my life and help.
Well, and you're a teacher, Karen, you're a teacher, and you know what, I know that they may not be your biological children, but if you look at it as the body of Christ, okay, we are all connected. We are all connected. So look at it from the bigger vision, the bigger view, and you'll be able to allow God to come in and to fill those areas that maybe you feel like you fell short, and God will fill them. He will do it. And being a teacher, I think you're amazing. I've said this many times that I think teachers and nurses are going to get high places in heaven, Karen.
Well, thank you. I'm trying to make up for lost things. So, but I do appreciate that, and I do think about doing other things like Big Brothers and Sisters or something, because beautiful. Life's pretty quiet. So I
yeah.
Could use
oh,
it.
I know. I'm right with you. I feel the same way. Karen, you're awesome.
Well, thank you
so much.
Thank
I appreciate
you so much. Thank you.
Oh, you're right. Welcome. Anytime. Call us again, Karen. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
You too. Okay, Karen's going to free that phone line for someone to feel prompted by the Spirit to call in. And we're answering the question today, what lie has the devil tried to tell you? And you almost believed it, or you did believe it. And you started to make some really, you know, adjustments in your life. And you're like, what am I doing? I'm believing this lie. I don't want to believe this lie. I don't want to be paralyzed. I don't want to be living in my past. Okay. God has a future. If you had a setback, God is preparing your comeback. Okay. You don't want to live like that. Have you ever believed any of these lies? Have you ever entertained them? This is an important subject we're discussing today at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And let's move to Marie in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, who's waiting so patiently on EWTN.com. Hello, Marie. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
This is something that truly happened to me, and I'm hoping that it could help other people. So in my younger years, when I was contemplating marriage, there was this person who was just persistent after me, and I said yes to it. And just before I got married, I have a picture, you know, next to my bed, the picture of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And I had a dream. And in that dream, Jesus put his hand out and he held my hand. And he smiled at me and he would not let it go.
Mm.
And he was prompting me to ask a question. So I said, God, can you just tell me if this person is the right person for me? And he looked at me, he smiled, and he nodded, and then he let my hand go. So anyway, I did marry this person. It was a disaster from day one. I'm since separated. And one day on EWTN, I heard about St. Catherine of Siena. She had these visions of Jesus appearing to her, and the priest asked her, did the hands have wounds in it? And recently when I spoke with my spiritual director, it suddenly clicked. And I told him these hands were silky smooth. There were no wounds to it. The hands were not rough like a carpenter. And that's when I realized that you know, the evil one had absolutely tricked me. And like you said, he wants us to be as miserable as he is.
Mm-hmm.
I've since had a miserable life since my marriage, but I've separated now, and I can see how God is building my life again to a new future, and I'm so excited about the life ahead of me and what's left of it.
Beautiful, beautiful. But Marie, what I think is so powerful about your story is that you realized that was something that was presented to you and you accepted it, right? But that hasn't stopped you from looking forward to the future and what God has prepared for you. And that's the way to look at it, because our God is a God that is constantly moving and wanting us to advance, wanting us to improve, wanting us to not, I mean, he does not want us to be saying, okay, I made a mistake, or there was something in the past that held me back, and now that's going to define the rest of my life, the rest of my future. Absolutely not. This is not the kind of God we serve. Our God is such a big God and wants us to continue on this journey. And I loved how you said, okay, you realize that, and you believe that was probably something that was not of God, and you listened to it, but now you've got your mind on the future. And that's the key. And see, if you have of all the good things that God has in store for you, God has prepared for you, God wants for you, the devil can't touch you in that place. Where the demons can really have an impact on us is when we start to go back and rewind and start to think about all the things that went wrong. They know how to, they're opportunists. They know how to capitalize on that. Anything else you can say to our listeners today, Marie, that can help them stay focused on what's ahead for them, the good that is in store for them, if they focus on that movement? You know, we are pilgrims on a journey. Anything you can say to our listeners?
I can say I keep very close to God, and that keeps me strong, but I have to say that the devil is very persistent, and my goal in life is to defeat him, just like saw him fall down to the earth like a lightning bolt. That's mm-hmm. my goal, or you're not, to defeat the evil one, no matter how persistent he is, and to stay close to God at all times.
Right. Amen. Stay focused on God. You know, my co-host of The Spirit World, Adam Bly, religious demonologist, he says that all the time. He says the demons, that's what they're there to do, is to tempt, you know, so we know that. And they're kind of like a bacteria or germs, you know they're there, but you keep functioning, right? You keep living life, and we keep focused on what's good, and that is God. And so we keep our focus on God. We know we're going to have these kinds of temptations. We know we're going to have these negative thoughts, but it is our job to reject them. I remember working with a bunch of Dominican sisters, Marie, and they would say all the time that when these negative thoughts come in, and I said this to Karen earlier, that the quicker we are to reject them, the better off we are. If we entertain these negative thoughts, if we even go there and start to play that rewind game where we're going back and looking at our past, it is a dangerous thing, and it can push us very quickly into a sadness and sorrow and despair, and that's where they want us. So Marie, I love what you just said about just staying focused on God and having that forward movement and looking up. And what I mean by that is looking towards God, focus on God. Right, Marie?
That's right. Thank you, Debbie, for all you do. You've been sharing awesome.
Thank you so much, Marie. Thank you. God bless you. Have a beautiful rest of your day. That was a great call from Marie in Toronto, really sharing her journey. We have others that are speaking to Jack Williams right now, getting ready to come on air with us. And the question today is, what lie has the devil tried to tell you? And did you believe it? Did you even give it some thought about it? Did it bring you down? Did it tear you down? Did it tear you apart? Because that's what they want. If we know what they want, we have to resist it. We have to fight hard, and we have to stay focused on God. Who's with me on this? If you have something to say, please call in. I know Jerry Usher is listening to us, and that's wonderful. Hopefully we'll get him on air with us. But you know, somebody say the St. Michael prayer, because when we do shows like this, the demons are not happy, and that means we're going to do it even more, because it means that souls will be helped today and will be freed from feeling so paralyzed. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986, and I'll be right back. Okay, we are back, and we do have one open phone line. And the question is, what lie has the devil tried to tell you? That is the question I'm asking, and I really would appreciate if you would fill up that last open phone line, because we want to have the best discussion we can have so we can help other souls today. I'm going to get back to the phones, and I just want everyone to hold on. So Cynthia and Jack and Julie, hold on. Jack Williams is working very fast to get to everyone, but we're going to go to Anna Louise from Cleveland, Ohio, listening on The Rock. Hi, Anna Louise. Welcome.
Hi. You know, I love you. I love you and Jerry so much. And Jack, I love you too. And Jeanette, anyway, I've got to tell you, I have been so profoundly graced, and I want to grace everybody with the gifts I've been given. So you know my story, Debbie. Back in 2018, I was coming out of the New Age. That's when the demonic attacks really began. And I was, you know, with some friends who were Messianic Jews. They were very well-meaning. They helped me get rid of all my garbage, throw out all the crystals, all that stuff. It was wonderful. But the demonic attacks were in like rocket fuel. Anyway, I became abjectly despairing and suicidal. I'd never done that. Many dark nights of the soul throughout my life. And even in the New Age, I was a skeptic, guys. I just, because I had that indelible imprint of my confirmation and my baptism, and I, as a young girl, I loved our Lord. And my mother was just in, and she couldn't even believe that I was involved in all this garbage. She prayed for me. God bless her, Suzanne. Anyway, here's the thing. God was with me in all of that, and he kept me from really committing suicide, and I tried valiantly to do so, and I was keeping quiet about it because I believed the lie that my life wasn't meaning, it meant nothing. I took care of my parents. I wanted to go home to Jesus. I was obviously not in my right mind, okay? But God stopped me. He prevented me from doing that, and I am eternally grateful. And now I understand. Not only are there human predators, those evil spirits are predators par excellence. We have to remember that. You know, we've got to remember that, Debbie. We've got to. And they will lie to us upside down and sideways. And I love what you said about Mother Angelica. Feelings are not fact. Basically, they're the weather of our thoughts, what's going on internally. They're indicators of the barometer of what we're thinking in our minds. And we don't have control over all our thoughts, but we do have control about what we entertain and what we don't. And we must absolutely, just unequivocally deny those thoughts. And I love what you said, because I was listening to you and Adam this weekend. You know, we always go to Jesus. We're always talking to Jesus. When he went into that desert, he quoted scripture. He was modeling for us how to deal with those temptations. And I always, when I pray the Our Father, I said, lead us out of our temptations, because God doesn't lead us into temptation. We lead our own dang self, okay? And then also, he was going to be with the Father in the desert. He was emptying himself. He was totally given to our Father's will. And in the scope of that emptying experience, he was tempted, and he modeled for us what to do. He permitted the devil to tempt him, okay? We got to remember this. He's God. He's fully man and fully God. He allowed, he gave the gift to the devil to tempt him. But it was all in service of us. Well, we always have to keep our eyes focused on him.
Right.
We always turn to him, and we always pray. Always, always. Like I was praying the St. Michael prayer when you guys were trying to get Jerry on.
Thank you.
And it's like, when we keep all eyes on Jesus, he will carry us through. And the other thing is, when you compare, you despair. You know, we can't compare our outsides to somebody else's insides.
You're right. Just, but let me just share something real quickly, because you said something, and I'm going to forget it, and so I want to make sure I highlight it. You were talking about temptation. And one thing we have to remember, why does God permit us to be tempted? He permits it so that we can get stronger. He permits it so that we can grow and advance, and we can trust trust in him. And so we have to have that kind of resistance to get stronger, no different than a bodybuilder when they're lifting those heavy weights and they're breaking down things to build back up the muscles, right? So there's this amazing spiritual strength that can come when we resist the demon's lies, when we resist the temptations. We get this spiritual depth, we get this spiritual maturity, we get this spiritual enlightenment, and that's what the saints did. That's why Padre Pio, when you hear stories about him constantly wrestling with the demons, well, why? Because why did that happen to such a holy man of God? It happened because God wanted him stronger and stronger and stronger, and with that, he got more and more spiritual gifts. It's quite amazing. So if you really keep the bigger picture in mind, you can get through this thing called life in a way that you understand that it's all about this strength training, this spiritual strength training. Anna Louise, you're awesome. Thank you so much. I love the passion in your voice. We do have Jerry Usher with us, so I want to say hello to him and then get back to the phones. Thank you for waiting and contributing to this conversation. Jerry, I know you've been listening. What do you think?
Yeah, it's been an exciting conversation so far. And with full phone lines, it is certainly a topic that has struck a nerve or resonates with our listeners. So I'm looking forward to being a part of the conversation the rest of the way here.
That's amazing. And I know a lot of people said this St. Michael prayer, so that was wonderful. And I think it worked. So if you have something to say about this, what lie has the devil tried to tell you? Please call in. Jack Williams is waiting. It's a special treat today. You get to talk to him. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And Jerry will move to Jack in Sellersville, Pennsylvania on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Jack. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Thank you so much.
Go right ahead, sir.
The devil had told me two specific lies. First, in my youth, he told me, no, that's not a sin. That's not really a sin. You can do that. And I believed that for so many years over on certain specific topics. And then once I started turning back to the Lord, he told me that I had no hope of salvation, that all that I had done, there was no hope that I'd ever remember to confess all the sins. And I went to a priest whose first language was not English, and I confessed four specific sins that I had brought up in confession before, but I reconfessed them because I wasn't entirely sure that I was truly sorry for them at the time. And I saw the shock on his face, and he gave me the, for my penance, was the chaplet of divine mercy. Well, I had never heard of it. And I learned it, I said it, and that led me to the devotion. And in that, my soul was lifted. I saw the lies for what they were. I learned that the Lord's mercy is a bottomless ocean compared to my sins. Mm-hmm. So that was my story of despair and my eternal hope.
Well, Jack, you crossed a threshold that unfortunately not everybody crosses. A lot of people kind of stop short of that point of you, like you said, you recognize the lies for what they were and that God truly loved you and that you are worthy of salvation. We all are because of not anything that we do or don't do, any sin that we commit or don't commit. We just need to look at the crucifix and realize that we are worthy of eternal salvation, eternity in heaven with the Trinity and all of the saints and angels. Obviously, we have to avoid mortal sin to do that, but you know, you had some of those classic lies, you know, when you were young, the devil told you these aren't really sins. Later on in life, the devil says, well, look at those things that you did. He tempted you and told you weren't sins. And then he throws them in your face and says, these were sins. Not only were they sins, but they were sins so bad that you can't get to heaven now. And thanks be to God, Jack, that you have reached the point now where you recognize that. And you were able to say, you know what, no, what, these are lies. These are lies of the devil that he's been throwing at me my whole life. And I'm just rejoicing with you, Jack, that you've come to the place where you are right now. And Debbie, I don't know if you have any
Yeah, I totally agree, Jerry. Jack, you are so awesome. You're in a beautiful place today. And today, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So today, we acknowledge that. And I keep saying this all the time, and I'm like a broken record, but we have to remind ourselves on a regular basis who we are and whose we are. And Jack, you're doing that today, and that's a beautiful thing. And I believe that God is so pleased with that, Jack, because that's what he wants for all of us, to realize that, yes, we have made a mess of our things we've done in the past. We've made mistakes. We have regrets. All the things. We all go through the same types of things. It's only in different levels. But what he wants from us is the realization that we have today and we have the future, and we have to know that we are well cared for by God. Jack, any final comments? I think what you had to say today really helped a lot of souls.
Well, God bless you, and thank you for the opportunity to do this. God put it in my heart to share this with as many people as possible, because I know there are more people than just I who are going through exactly the same thing. Mm-hmm. And if I can serve the Lord in this way, then I will die a happy man.
Oh, beautiful.
Well, and Jack, you got acquainted with the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Debbie and I are huge proponents of that. And you can pray that not only for yourself, Jack, but I'm sure you know this, you can pray that for other people. And there are a lot of people who die maybe outside of God's friendship, or in a state of mortal sin, or in jeopardy of not making it to eternal life in heaven. You and I and Debbie and all of us, we can pray that Chaplet of Divine Mercy for them. God is outside of time and space. We can pray it as if we were at their bedside when they were dying, in fact. And Jesus, through St. Faustina, tells us, you know, the only thing that really disappoints Jesus is that we don't take full enough advantage of his mercy. So you're on to something very powerful there, Jack. Thank you for being part of this conversation. As Debbie said, you've inspired and impacted a lot of souls today. God bless you.
Thank you, Jack. Okay, so Jack's going to free that phone line at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Jerry?
Okay, we're going to go to Ontario. Cynthia is on the program right now, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Cynthia. Welcome.
Oh, hello. I've shared
Hello, Cynthia. Do we have you there?
Yes, Cynthia.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. Okay,
yep.
Good.
Yeah, I've shared part of my story of mental illness with Debbie before, how I asked for an illness anyway for my father's conversion. That's another story. But the thing is, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you perfectly, Cynthia. You keep going.
So the thing is, I took God's word to heart, where it says about, you know, boasting about your weaknesses or whatever crosses you have for the glory of God. So I went to my women's group at church and shared that I have a diagnosis of schizophrenia, because I had a breakdown when I was 20 years old. But now the devil, well, I've gotten over it through prayer, but the devil tries to give me the lie that, oh, no one's going to trust you. That's why you don't have many friends. That's why sometimes maybe you feel people dismiss you or ignore you, or give you a look, and you know, and it's because I think, well, I'm not worthy. You know, they know I have the schizophrenia, and the world often hears in the news about people who have done bad things because of mental illness. So, but my faith, I have been blessed with a wonderful husband, four beautiful children, but the devil, like, repeats to me, you know, about my breakdown and this diagnosis, And then one of the reasons I'm calling is I'm still struggling with it, but I know that with the Chapel of Divine Mercy, like the previous caller said, and St. Michael Prayer, I can go forward. But I just thought I could call in because there must be other people in the world that are like me and maybe, you know, are struggling but haven't turned to God yet or don't know about the Chapel of Divine Mercy. But I do struggle, you know, with the lie that, you know, people aren't going to trust me and I know my life isn't worth living. Where am I going to go and how am I going to be when I'm older? I take my medication. What if I start forgetting to take my medication? Mm-hmm. All these things. But I know that God is on my side.
Absolutely. Well, Cynthia, let me just jump in because what you said was so powerful. You said that you have a supportive husband and children, correct? You do. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, Cynthia, when we are dealing with brain health issues, okay, and you mentioned you were diagnosed with schizophrenia, okay, and you're on medication, you're taking the medication, this is where we need to lean on our guardian angels, okay? We need our guardian angels to help us on this journey. It's very important because why are the guardian angels there to minister to us, to illuminate our mind and to strengthen our will, okay? So they're there for the journey, for the long haul. So we lean on our guardian angels, but Cynthia, something that you said, I just want to tap into because we deal with this all the time with life coaching. And that is that it's important that folks remind themselves of what they do have. Remind yourself of what you do have. You just said you have a supportive husband, a loving husband, and a family. Cynthia, that's more than a lot of people have around the world. Okay, so you have a lot. Remind yourself of all the blessings and gifts that God has given you and has entrusted to you and build on that rather than the one thing or the few things that the demons try to make us aware of that is deficient or something that is a fear or something that can be bothersome to us. We have to focus on what we do have rather than what has been left behind or something that we don't have. It is very important because they will capitalize on it. They will zero in on that. And they'll actually try to get us to forget that we have a beautiful, loving family around us. What do you say to that, Jerry?
I say that was all very beautiful. And Cynthia, you said that you, one of the fears you have is that you don't have any friends or nobody trusts you. I would say, take a look at the one person who it really matters, who trusts you, is Jesus. Jesus trusts you. He has given you a message, Cynthia, and you have proclaimed that message on global radio here today. And you have done a great favor for the Lord and for a lot of other people who are listening, because this is not uncommon. You know, there are brain health issues, as Debbie said, and they do get exacerbated by demonic temptations and then the thoughts that we bring into all of this. But just turn your focus to Jesus, as Debbie said, your loving family that you have around you and your relationship with Jesus, and let him be enough. You know, Jesus has to be enough for all of us, no matter what our life circumstances are. We need to make him be enough. And if he is alone enough for us, then everybody else is going to be like, you know, icing on the cake in terms of relationships in our lives. So we'll be praying for you, Cynthia. Anything else you wanted to add?
No, I really am glad that I phoned in today and happened to have you on the radio, because I think I needed to share this and I needed to hear what you said. I even am amazed that I remembered the phone number before it was given. I thought there's a reason the Lord made me remember the phone number, because it's like a sign to really call in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was probably your guardian angel, Cynthia. So we're glad you did. God bless you. Thank you so much for staying in touch with us. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you. We're going to go to Mark in Louisiana. And Mark has been waiting so patiently on the EWTN app. Hi, Mark. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Miss Debbie. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you for having me. I was listening to the show, and when you mentioned guardian angels and, you know, obviously about the evil one, I'm like, oh, my God, I got a story for you. I got to call you. So are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready. Go right ahead.
So in 1996, you know, almost 30 years ago, my wife and I were involved with two other couples, and we were all very religious. We went to Mass. We said the rosary together. We were best of friends. And we decided to come up with an angel, a guardian angel doll for little girls. It was called Little Guardians, and they were precious. They were beautiful. I flew to Thailand to find a manufacturer with a priest friend of mine, Father Andrew Winchak. And in 96, we were there. We met with manufacturers. This is, of course, before the internet and before all that kind of stuff, but we were doing it the old-fashioned way. And Father said, Mark, look, I've said mass for Mother Teresa and the sisters. Do you want to go meet with her and show her? I said, oh, my gosh, absolutely. Well, guess what? I was there one day to the 1 year to the day when she passed. I was there September 5th of 96. The next day she took ill, and he said, Mark, listen, there's no way you're going to get near her, but let me go, and I'll see if I can share the project with her. Well, we also wrote a book about how each and every one of us has our own guardian angel, that we are loved and cherished by our Heavenly Father. It's really a beautiful, beautiful project. And he called me 10 days later. He says, Mark, oh, my gosh, I gave Mother Teresa everything. She wrote y'all a blessing. Mm. She signed your artwork. She absolutely loved the project. Wow. I still have the signature in my safe. It's a second-class relic right now, right?
Oh, so, my goodness.
Yeah. But I got to tell you, when that happened, it was almost like it just blew up inside. I mean, they accused me of stealing. It got so bad that I actually walked away from it and went bankrupt. And, you know, it was just crazy how we had something so beautiful. The guardian angel dolls, the little girls, they were absolutely beautiful, along with the book. Mother Teresa gave her stamp of approval, if you will, endorsed it, and then it just torn asunder from within because the evil one got in. But here it is, 30 years later, Debbie, and the Lord is pounding me over the head saying, you know what, 30 years ago it wasn't right time. Now is the right time. So he's put it in my heart to do it again. And now it's not going to be six couples. It's just my wife and I and my family. Mm-hmm. But I'm hoping to put them out because they're so beautiful. And children today need to know that, you know, mm-hmm. we all have our guardian angel.
Beautiful.
Always by our side, protecting us, praying for us, guiding us. And our Heavenly Father, you know, each and every person is irrepeatable and cherished. Mm-hmm. So that's my story, but I got to tell you, man, the evil one got in, unfortunately, and just ruined it. But,
yeah,
you know, I have to look on the bright side that it just wasn't the right timing back then. Sure. But now it is, I think.
Well, it is. And do you hear the passion in your voice? It's coming deep within you from your heart and your soul. And so that's a beautiful thing, Mark. God bless you. Thank you for taking that on again and revisiting it and spreading it. It's amazing. So what do you say, Jerry? I love that. I can hear the fire in his belly.
Well, I know a little bit about timing. You know, I was in the seminary 30 years ago and took what I thought would be a little bit of time out. And here, 30 years later, Mark, I'm back on that path again. So I know a little bit about God and his patience and his timing. So we'll be praying for you, Mark, with that very important project. Thank you very much for being part of the broadcast. Let's try to get to Grace in Ohio. Real quickly, Grace, we have about 2 minutes, but we wanted to help you because it looks like you've got a rather important issue here. So go ahead and try and be brief, Grace, and we'll help you as best we can.
Okay, so 6 years ago when my husband passed away, I got a message from the evil one, and I was suicidal.
Hmm.
And I went through counseling with my church and got out of the depression and the PST or whatever they call it, and I've written a book, and Holy Spirit guided me with the book, and so I'm okay now. Thank God.
Thank God. Thank God. But Grace, it's not uncommon for people to have a loss of hope, a loss of wanting to live life when somebody very close to them passes. But what you did is you turned that around. You turned it around, you got out of it, and now you with the writing of the book, you're going to be helping and continue to help others. And that's what we are all meant to do, is to grow stronger from it, to pick ourselves back up, and to then to go and help others. So Grace, God bless you. More power to you, Grace.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Debbie, Maureen called with a Mother Teresa quote. We were talking about Mother Teresa there a moment ago. She said, If you don't leave the past in the past, it will destroy your future. Live for what today has to offer, not what yesterday has taken away. Great advice from the saintly Mother Teresa of Calcutta.
Yes, beautiful. Thank you, Maureen. We appreciate that so very much. Okay, we're going to have to wrap it up, but we do have an unscripted at the end of July if you want to revisit this topic, because it's very, very important. Maybe we should do this maybe every other month, just to help others get out of that that heaviness of the past and move into the truth. Wendy in Houston, Texas, Mary in Buffalo, New York, we're not going to get to you today, but you're welcome to call back for that unscripted show. Thank you so much to the show team. Tom did such a great job on the controls. Vanessa on social media. Jack Williams on the phones. Thank you. You guys were awesome. Thank you to the affiliates that carry the program. Oh, Jerry, aren't we so grateful to them?
We are. We thank you all, and especially you, the Take Two family. Thanks for making this another impactful broadcast. Until we talk to you again tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day.